Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Life and Leadership Network with Reverend Morrell P. Brown, a.k.a. Coach Morrell, and we are so happy to be here today living our lives like it's golden, because Coach Morrell is going to teach you how to be golden, and we're going to bring on Coach Morrell right now. Let's give a nice hand, as we always do.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ron. I am excited about tonight. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have a great show tonight. I pray that everybody that's listening and texting and blogging and so on and so forth is just ready for a treat. It's good to be before you again, just to bring you a time of empowerment, enlightenment, motivation, and to move and to encourage you towards action. I'm fired up. Dr. Ron, as I was telling you earlier, I had the privilege of participating in Bishop T.D. Jakes, his Pastors and Leadership Summit over the last couple of days. Yes, and I was part of another workshop, so I just kind of paused what I was doing
you
in my own business and I can glean.
Who they used to call the busiest man in show business? I think it was James Brown. You are the business.
Well, you
business
know, yes, yes.
Radio.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, you cannot keep pushing for it what you're doing, because now it's time for you to pause, right? Even the life coaches have to pause so that they can be poured into. And I just found myself writing a lot of notes, taking a lot of information in, doing the exercise that they were asking us to do and things like that. And what I've learned, which is interesting, in order to change your mindset, you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to acknowledge that, hey, there are some things I don't know, and there are some things that I do need to, to gain, wisdom to gain. And so I was just like, and you know what? No, you're not going to work on your business this week. You're going to work on getting that information. And so I am now going to turnkey that information. In the meantime, we have some special guests, and we have Mr. Hadari Jones, COO, and Manivia Jones, CEO, and they are from the Make You Better Financial Group. So let's just, you know, Dr. Ron, your
part.
Let's
get my hand and open up. Yeah, let's get my hand.
Wow. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well, Miss Brown. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, doing really fine. I'm fired up. Bishop T.D. Jakes, his motto was, you know, helping you to define which way is up. So I'm feeling up right now, and I pray that the Joneses are.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
that
yes,
is powerful.
Yes,
yes.
How are y'all doing this evening? Oh, fine. When I hear you guys come on, I'm thinking of Mrs. Jones.
Exactly.
I'm putting the Mr.
Yes,
in there too, brother.
Yes.
Hadari, I didn't forget you. I got you, Mr. and Mrs.
We're
so happy to be back on this evening. Thank you so much, Ms. Brown, for having
You're
us
welcome,
back.
You're welcome, Michael.
And Dr. Ron,
doing, without a doubt.
Good to hear from you again, too, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yes, yes. It's interesting. I am going to just conversate. I like to share. I like to be transparent. I believe that we are all still growing, and if you don't grow, that mean the heart is not beating. You cease to exist.
Right.
And then growing in the right direction, which is so important. So before we actually get into finance, I want to address, and it would always go back to, if you want transformation, you must start with the mind. That when you identify a problem, you want to actually take your mind to a whole different level. I like to say deprogramming to a reprogramming. The book of Romans says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if I created a problem of procrastination and walking in fear, then I must take in information so I can do the opposite of fear. And this is what we talked about last week. And I'll just talk to you for a few minutes, and then we're going to have our finance experts come on and just teach us to change our mindset also concerning money and what to do with money and how to make more money so that we can serve more people. And that is so important. I want to talk about the five steps. Thank you. To helping myself, you, and others to overcome what we call limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs. Why? So that you can maximize in life. So I am talking to individuals that are not even sure who they are, what they want to be in life. I'm talking to life coaches, speakers, authors, blog writers, podcasters, marketers, ministers, teachers, and parents. And I'm talking to business people, entrepreneurs as well. I like to always look at life holistically, according to the life wheel. This is what we use in coaching. Looking at your career, I like to say vocational, relationship or relational, your physical environment. What does your house look like? What does your room look like? What does your car look like? Your friends, life balance, education, personal goals, spirituality, emotional health, your mind brilliance, the physical. How do you feel healthy? The physical, the emotional, the family life, fun and leisure and finance. And I know that was a lot. But what happens is if we don't look at life holistically in every dimension of life, then we may focus only on success, on life, on leadership, or for professionalism. And then we are not dealing with the inward person of who we really are. And we can be very pleasant on the outside, but then at home, we portray a whole different individual, you know, so to speak, quote unquote. We start having a monstrous attitude. And So before we can make changes, or before I can make changes to continue to progress, I have to deal with my limited beliefs. What is a belief? It's an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. For example, we were taught that in order to be successful and make a lot of money, that we needed to actually graduate from high school, enroll in college for 2 or 6 years, and go out and get a job and then work hard and show our employer that we would be the best worker so that we can get promoted, work 40 years, get a gold watch, and then retire, buy a house, and, you know, so on and so forth. But the reality is, so we brought into whatever we do in order to succeed, it has to be hard. And if something came easy, sometimes because of that limiting belief, then we will back up from it and says, oh, no. We can't believe that this opportunity is true because it's not hard. And it's interesting because you can have an opportunity presented to you. For example, I met Mr. Joseph Cofield about 2 years ago, sat in his office for about 2 and 3 hours. We talked, we connected. And then he was on my family summit last year. He connected me with the Joneses. And so the Joneses is so unique because they are African-American individuals, a married couple, appears to have a healthy marriage, and they are teaching finance. And they're what's the word? They're very passionate about it. And the thing that's so interesting is this is an opportunity now for Morrell, Coach Morrell, life coach, Minister Morrell, Reverend Morrell, to change her mindset, her limiting mindset concerning finance. And so it's interesting that as I retrospect and look back at my belief concerning money or getting money attached, quote unquote, to hard work. And again, when opportunity presents itself to say, wow, you don't have to keep working. And you don't have to stay up 24/7 in order for money to work for you. And I'll say this as usual, I like to flow. I like to flow. I was going to give another scenario, but we're talking about money. Identifying, yes, the limiting belief, becoming aware. My mother used to say, when you say, well, Mom, you know, as I said to a lot of you, grew up in East New York, grew up in a single-parent home like so many, 24 million children currently living without their biological dad, I was one of them. And therefore, my mother was looking towards the government assistant, thank God in those days, public assistant. Every 2 weeks was a check, and once a month was the food stamp. And so when I approached her, say, for a pair of shoes or a coat or something that I needed, she would say, do you think money grows on tree? Mom, no, but guess what? Money's made out of wood. Which comes from a tree. So he wasn't too far off. She went, but that was a belief that was passed down to her. And so which is it's so interesting because we want to acknowledge tonight, it may not be a limiting belief with money with you. Maybe it's in your relationship that 50%, this is what you're hearing in the news, that 50% of all marriages ends in a divorce. So what your mind begin to believe what culture is saying, the radio, the television, or even what a preacher may say or a marriage counselor may say, and then you're thinking, wow, I'm going to be part of the 50%. You're not going to think that I'm going to be the 50% that will make it and have a successful marriage. Your mind goes to the negative because it's been programmed towards that negative. Perhaps someone said to you that you will never amount to anything. And unfortunately, in the Dawson community, that was said a lot, and especially if the male looked like his father or he had mannerisms like his father, and if his father dropped out of high school or was a deadbeat dad, which I don't really say that a lot. I say a father who made the decision to abandon his family. You know, either one is still worse. But the bottom line is that he takes on the persona of his father because now his mother is actually using her words to shape his world. And even if he didn't really know his father, but because mom keeps saying, your father was good for nothing, your father was lazy, your father abandoned us. So what's happening is she is shaping his world. She's shaping his esteem. And instead of it being high self-esteem, it becomes a low self-esteem. And so tonight, just for the few minutes, we want to look at and acknowledge some of the limited beliefing. And we want to confront those limited beliefs. What do you think about yourself? It is interesting that, yes, culture can help us develop, shape, influence our belief system, parents, the biological environment, culture, politics. But what's so important is not necessarily what someone says about you. Or I'll say it like this. Even though a parent may have said to the young son, you will never amount to anything, and that does shape him because the Bible talks about this power or life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you speak those negative thoughts to your son, to your daughter, to your coworker, to someone in the community, or if you're on radio and you're on television, you want to realize it's going to cause a shape. But it's more important that the minute you hear those words, it's very important that you begin to say the opposite. So if mom or dad is saying to you, look, son, you are lazy, not realizing that young people, they are somewhat nocturnal, which means they sleep during the day and they all wake at night. Let somebody say amen. When you do the research.
Amen. We know.
Yeah, they're 17 years old, 16, and you're still, come on, get up. Come on, Jesse, get up. Come on, Ezekiel, get up. You know, and I don't like to pick on my brother's name. Come on, Johnny, get up. You know, and look, if we want to be real interesting, come on, Rashida, it's time to get up. You find yourself getting them up, but thinking that they're actually lazy, but their biological clock, it works that way. So I don't really know why CMS, they started, especially high school, at 7 in the morning. The kids were ready. I was barely ready. But I'm like, didn't they understand? Just a little sidebar, real quick one. So what we want to do is to confront the belief, right? Confront them, acknowledge, and realize, wow, I got this from my great-great-great-grandma. And most likely great-great-great-grandma passed it all the way down. And I'm going to give you a quick story as I get ready to close for the second time. What my brother and I, we were talking about my mother, how the grandchildren, when they were much younger, we lived in Brooklyn, New York, in public housing, how, you know, if they mess up the house, she would get them to be independent and clean it up. And so, you know, when we realized, we thought about my grandmother. We said, well, you know what, when grandma, she's no longer living, bless her heart, we would go down every other summer, you know, a caravan of cars, and in order to go fishing, she would wake us up. And I had to verify the time with my brother. 5 in the morning.
Oof.
We were like 9 years old. You get a 9-year-old and fuck them up, come on. And we had to catch the worm the night before or go to the store and get it, get the bait. But anyway, we realized that, and then when she said clean up, she didn't mean just wipe off the toilet. She means to scrub inside and out. And when I was talking with my brother, I said, wow, her habits. Now, the reality, even though we're laughing, but guess what? That stemmed from her great-great-great-grandparents. And that came from slavery because they actually got up at 4:30. And they worked from sun up to all the way sundown.
Mm-hmm.
And so the work ethics was in my grandmother. It was in my mother. And my basic is you come over to my house, my apartment, and when you come, it's going to be clean. If you mess up, then guess what? I'm not going to make you clean my mess. You're going to clean your own mess. And it just shows you how limiting belief or work ethics or workhorse ethics can go from one generation to another. You want to replace the limited beliefs with unlimited beliefs. I believe that as a human being, there are limitations. We cannot walk through a door. We were not really designed to even walk on fire, although many people do it. But I believe that if you're feeling tonight that you're not good enough, you want to replace that statement with, I am good enough. If someone told you that you'll never amount to anything, you're going to say, look, I come against that thought and that word. I don't receive it. I am going to be all that God has commanded me to be. If someone says to you, you will never save any money because you don't know how to budget, then you can say, no, I refuse to accept that. I always like to look at it like the crossing guard standing up there and then pointing her hands out or his hands out and saying stop to the traffic. And because of the authority that's been invested in the crossing guard, they have the right. And even though there is a 3,000-ton car coming towards her, because of their authority and because of the suit that they're wearing and the uniform, people know, okay, I can't go any further. And that's what you want to say to people who are love the fact of talking down to you or at you is, look, I'm putting my hand up. Enough is enough. I'm not going to take that anymore because those words have shape. Now, what are you speaking to yourself? Think about it. We cannot determine someone else saying something to us and to our face. But what we can do is we can stop it. But more importantly, we have to make sure is what our own internal dialogue to ourselves is. And being able to combat our own limited belief of I don't deserve it. You want to say, no, I do deserve it. If you're in a relationship that's not healthy, you know it's toxic, you've been trying to get out of it, you have to say, I deserve to get out of this toxic relationship. And then you begin to, once you start speaking it and declaring it, then you start actually finding people that's going to help you to get out of that relationship and to get out safely. And as I close, I just want to say to you, check your belief, identify your beliefs. Where did it come from? And it's not so that you can blame, but it's so that you can become free. Then acknowledge them. Says, okay, this is what I received from perhaps my parent or my friends, my community, my school teacher, the culture. Now I have to change it. And that's in the way of confronting it. Then you want to replace them with unlimited belief. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can be what God has called me to be. I can live in peace. I can live in happiness. I can live in joy. I don't have to live in an environment that's cantankerous. I don't have to live in an environment that is dirty or filthy, but that I believe I can achieve. I wouldn't even say the American dream. I can achieve the dream that God has for me. And that, and I'll say this, I'm not a cursed individual. You understand? People really believe because there are some, yes, debilitating beliefs, limited beliefs that have gone from one generation to another. But once you make the choice and you employ the help of God, you can break those choices because all you really have to do is make a different choice. It's not a curse. It's a choice. And yes, there are some things that will come down to another generation, and it's a stronghold, and it's a negative pattern, but you want to agree within yourself that you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can break the pattern. It's not easy. Find out where the pattern has come from and then confront it. I have on one of my vision boards, do you want to be free? Do you want to be free from fear? We talked about that last week, perfectionism, procrastination. And I have here, it's an armor for your chest, an armor for your head. Fight in guard your heart. The Bible says out of it, the issue of life, it flows. But yet within your heart, if you're thinking defeat and you're thinking lack and you're thinking with a poverty mentality, you will never be who you need to be so that you can transform the mind. I believe it's the spirit and the mind. A lot of people say the brain. I agree with that. But I believe it starts with the spirit, because you can program the mind or deprogram the mind all day, 24 hours with positive thinking, positive messages. But if your spirit is not free, you will be like the man in the Bible that was at the porch for 38 years. And if you analyze where you have been and where you are, it may be 20 years. So let's think about that. But the question tonight is, do you want to be free? No more excuses. Don't say somebody jumped and took the deal in front of you, or I'll just go here, or it's too late to invest in bitcoins, or it's too late to invest in the stock market. They say that Warren Buffett started at age 50. All right? So with that being said, thank you. It is time to overcome your limited beliefs. And now I want to turn it, before I turn it over, you know, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to my special guest, Mr. and Mrs. Hadari Jones from Make You Better Financial Group. And then later on, we may do the current event, but go ahead.
Thank you so much,
I just want to say,
Brown.
If I may very quickly, before y'all get started, your guest, your special guest is here from the options class, Mr. Nick Munford and Mr. Lamar Jennings. So let me know when you want to open up the mics as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Ron, our engineer extraordinaire.
I try my best. I'm getting old now. Y'all better get it while you can.
I know. Yes.
Very excited. If y'all want me to open the mics now, I can do that as well. Okay, great. So we're going to welcome in Mr. Nick Munford and Mr. Lamar Jennings to the show. Let's give them a nice hand.
All right. I just wanted to backtrack really quickly to Mrs. Brown's question of, do you want to be free? That is a very powerful question, and it's so much to unpack in what she spoke about when we talk about the limited beliefs, because it forces you, what I gathered from all of that, is that it forces you to look at a full spectrum, you know, of yourself and really look at those old beliefs that she talked about. And we do have to unlearn them and then recognize the beliefs that we see in ourselves, you know, and you have to be able to recognize opportunities when they are presented. And then the most important thing is to be able to take action to those opportunities. And then from that, you know, you're able to replace those beliefs with unlimited beliefs. Because at the end of the day, you know, every other culture, you know, does not place those limited beliefs on themselves. It's only our culture. So we do have to unlearn a lot of that and relearn just a lot of valuable information that can help propel us not only financially, but as you spoke of, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, you know, across the full spectrum,
yes,
to be a better mother, to be a better wife, to be a better daughter, sister, friend, all of that, and now educator. So
yes,
that was really powerful what you spoke about, Ms. Brown, and I really
thank
just wanted to comment on that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and, you know, when we were here last time, part of the conversation we had was around mindset. And I think that when you talk about finance and personal finance, you can't really even begin the conversation if the mindset is not there.
Yes.
So here when we go into our investment literacy courses, that's always the very first thing that we touch on is mindset.
I'm sorry. Excuse me a second. If someone can either mute their phone, I'm hearing some reverberance, and we want this information to come through clear. And
right,
please, audience, take notes. Take notes from beginning to end. Get your chalk, your crayon, whatever you need.
Yes, but mindset is super important. And just to piggyback off of what Hadari's saying, you know, we start the entire course with the mindset and also being able to ask yourself important questions, you know, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, when it comes to your finances or when it comes to investing, why do you want to do it? How do you want to do it? Where do you want to do it? You know, all of these type of things is definitely mindset shifting.
Yes.
That's right. Yep, that's absolutely right. You know, and as you said before, the limited belief, you know, just going back to that, again, that's something that we've been taught. And so we have to, as my wife said, we have to unlearn that. You know,
yes,
and so we have to understand that the way that you spoke about earlier, working so hard, breaking your neck, you know,
yes,
to earn, you know, pay at a job, when there's alternative ways that you can use that job to invest and actually grow your generational wealth.
Right.
You know, when it comes to people of color, we are so far behind in the game when it comes to building generational wealth. And, again, you know, our culture is rich and money isn't everything, but it definitely doesn't hurt. You know, it doesn't hurt to be able to – it doesn't hurt to be able to do the things that you want to. It doesn't hurt to be able to spend time with your family at your own leisure, you know. And so that's the type of thing that we want – people to understand is available for you. And so that's why the very first class is, you know, we show you.
Right.
That's right. And so when it comes to just, again, unlearning old beliefs and, you know, replacing them with unlimited beliefs, we have to get into the habit of paying ourselves first. So many times, you know, we'll get that paycheck and we got to go buy this, go buy that, pay this bill, do this. And then it's nothing left for yourself at the end of the week. And then you got to turn around and continue, you know, to go back to work, to have to do all of these same things over and over again. Whereas if we just shift that mindset a little bit and start paying ourselves first, and that's through investing, then your money can grow for you and you don't have to work as hard as we've been accustomed to having to work.
And so we teach, you know, that there's nothing to be afraid of when it comes to investing, you know, and as a matter of fact, we do it anyway. You know, if you work a job, one of the things that you do look forward to is your 401k. And so,
right,
you know, a 401k, that's a retirement plan, and it's usually built mostly on different investments into the stock market. So if you have a job in a 401k, you are already investing in the stock market. And so, you know, if it's good enough to be your retirement plan at work, why wouldn't it be good enough for you to do on your own? You know, and the thing about it is that you don't, yeah, I mean, that, to me, that would be common sense. And you don't have to be rich to invest. You don't have to be rich to invest. You can can work a regular job, right, with a regular wage, and you just you set aside money for it. And the thing about it is that if it's important enough to you, you will find a couple dollars here and there to set aside to build wealth for your family. You can. You think about all the things that you spend money on every day, the needy stuff and the want stuff.
And
you know, you'll find a little money to do that. And so that's the big thing that we teach. When that is the most important thing that's driving you to breaking that generational curse, to changing it to where different generations of families do learn the importance of money and how to make that money work for you, that's where we're trying to go.
Wow, that's good.
Because the funny thing about that is that, like you said, you can, you know, cut things here and there to be able to, you know, create that capital to be able to invest. But the funny thing about it is that when you do start and you do start to see that growth there, then you really find the money. Like, the money is there. Like, you don't have no problem finding the thing because you're like, okay, this is working. I can make something happen with this. So that's the funny part about it.
Wow,
the money comes out of nowhere at that point.
Yes. I want to ask you a question in terms of finding the money. Give me an example. Let's just say, for example, if I made the decision and I had cable, right, which I don't, you're saying cut my cable bill?
Oh, that is real touchy. That is a touchy subject. That's a touchy subject. You just got to go
cut my HBO and my Cinemax and everybody and Star, 400 channels, and then none of them are saying anything, but go ahead.
Right, exactly.
You know what, baby? Let me take this one for a second. Just let me take it real quick, and I'll give it to you. But I have to say that this one is very personal, Ms. Brown, because that's something that we did, and I'm ESPN and all the videos that you talked about, and so it was definitely something I had to adapt to. You know, we went all streaming, but I can actually see the savings, and just such a good example. Yeah, that's a good example because you can
look
at other things. Mm-hmm. You can look at car insurance. When's the last time you looked at your car insurance to see what money you might be able to save there? And so, I mean, that example, man, that was funny.
yes. So many all the alternatives.
So the alternative was streaming. We bought a Roku.
Yes, exactly.
Roku
streaming
sticks.
Right. It was years ago you didn't have a choice.
Deal. Mm-hmm. That's
right.
I mean, yeah.
And actually with streaming, it actually works out better because then you're paying for what you want to watch. Like you said, Ms. Brown, you have 400 channels and you're only watching 10 of them. So,
right.
So it's really pointless. So you do start to find different ways to decrease your expenses. And then on the flip side of that, you want to find creative ways to increase your income. There are multiple revenue streams that are out here, but just going back again, most of us have only been taught earned income. Go to work, work hard, like you said, for 30 years, and get paid to retire with a portion of what you had been making for these whole 30 years. You don't even get the full salary. But, you know, so you can find creative ways within yourself, just using your own creativity, using your own talents and skills, and also backtracking. Also, when you talked about teenagers being nocturnal and stuff like that, and they really are. But at the same time, I think this generation have really got it figured out. They have learned, and much earlier than we did, that you don't have to work so hard. They can get in front of that internet, and they can make money. They can create this. Businesses, they can be influencers. They can do all of this stuff just sitting there in their room. Ain't had to lift a finger.
You're right.
And so what that I think really speaks to is taking ownership over as you said, your life and also your financial life. And so, again, it begins with the kids, and that was one of the things that we strive to do when we started this business is to reach kids. And the way my wife structured this curriculum was if we can teach it to our children, then we can teach it to anyone.
Wow.
And so
great.
That's what we did. That's exactly what we did. And so, you know,
of course
we
had to.
Go ahead, Beth.
No, I was just going to say, sidebar, of course we had to incentivize them in order to get them to sit down and listen to me.
That's the generation. Do you have a dimmer?
Yes.
Do you have a star? What do I get out of the deal?
Right. So for each one of them, you know, the thing was, if you go through this course, if you read these books, and we're going to read them together, you know, then at the end of it, I'll give you XYZ. You'll get your own investment account, and we'll show you how to make investments and things of that nature. And, again, with teenagers, once they've seen it started working, that was it.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So you're telling me it was not a curse? It was not a curse that you had to, you know, like cast out and all this other stuff? It was just a matter of showing them something different, right?
That's it.
And then they made the choice.
That's it. Recognize the opportunity and then take the action.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's absolutely right.
Good. You hear that,
and
audience?
So
recognize
time,
opportunity and take action. That's it.
Wow. Amen.
That's right. And again, with this, and as Lamar, I know he'll be able to attest to, it's nothing really to be intimidated by when it comes to investing. Because we teach you all of that, you know. And so once you've gotten that right mindset, we go into learning about the different parts and facets of investing. You know, once you have made that decision, you have to decide, you know, where do you want to invest? Where do you want to put this stuff? You know, and so mostly what we deal with are, of course, the stock market. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can invest in the stock market. The most common way, though, is brokerages. And so just think of an investment brokerage just like a bank, but instead of storing money, you're storing an asset. You're storing something that's going to bring you more money in return.
Good.
And so you can also invest, like, through your bank. And again, a lot of people do 401ks, but when it comes to investing to build generational wealth, you're going to want to look at those brokerages and take a really good hard look at them. The top four brokerages are Fidelity, E-Trade, Charles Schwab, and TD Ameritrade. And so, babe, tell them a little bit about the account.
Well, yeah, throughout our course, we teach you about all of those different types of brokerages, like he named the Big Four. We also make you aware of the different online platforms that basically use apps and things of that nature. You have like Cash App, Robinhood, Stash, Acorns, ones like that. But then you want to look at the different types of accounts that you can have inside of your brokerage. And we typically teach everyone to start with, you know, your hardcore, your individual retirement accounts first to kind of have that as a base, and that's more for your long-term growth. But then we also teach you about your individual cash accounts as well as the custodial accounts, as I'm talking about, for the children. You can set up investment accounts for your children and invest in and out of there just as you would for yourself. We talk about margin accounts, things of that nature, just making you aware of all of the different types of accounts that you can have within your brokerage. Even something like a health savings account, you can invest with that, and you can use that money towards anything health-related. So you can put money into this account. You can put it into good, strong, solid investments, watch that money grow, and then when you need it for this or that medical reason, then you can pull it out without having to take anything out of your pocket. So you basically could let the market pay for your medical expenses.
That's right. And those are types of accounts, again, that you have it on your job. You have health spending accounts on your job. You have flexible spending accounts on your job. And you can actually open these accounts for yourself. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to depend on a job to do it. And so, you know, and think about this as well. You know, a normal savings account at a bank, you'll be doing really, really well if you get about 1.5% return on a year. 1.5%, that might be really good for some people, but if you've seen the type of returns on investments and even on your own 401k, you're looking at 5 to 7% a year. But then if you're making really good investments, you can look at even more than that. But the main thing is that you'll be having money that's sitting in an account that's growing, that you can add to and you continue to grow. And I think that's the most important thing. And, again, there's so many different avenues that you can go into to make these investments. And so we do teach that. We make sure that people understand the different brokerages that you can invest in. But then, you know, what goes into those brokerage accounts. And so we also have a class where we teach the asset classes. And the first asset that anybody will ever learn about is a stock. And a stock actually gives you an ownership share in a company. Now think about that. Think about all the money that you spend with these different companies out here every day. And I mean, and every day you're spending money. You got to spend money to eat. You have to spend money for your car. You spend money gas, you know. And so just think about it like this from an ownership point of view. All these things that you spend money on, you can actually invest in. And what that investment does is give you equity in that company where you actually own a little piece of that company.
Right.
And that's changing that consumer mindset to a mindset of ownership. And that's been one of the fun things about the investment journey for me. You know, one of the things we do all the time now is wherever we are, if we're shopping, we look and we say, can you invest in this company? You know, as we're spending money. That's one of the ways that my wife has actually gotten me to cut back is by saying if you're spending money on it, you should invest in it.
Right.
You don't own that.
See?
You don't own that. You can't give them no money. For me, myself, you know, one of the most powerful things when it comes to investing, and true, we do focus a lot on the stock market, but just going through this journey ourselves, just continuing to be students of the game ourselves, you know, we're learning about all different types of financial markets that are out here readily available for you to invest in. But the most powerful thing to me, like my husband said, just the ownership, when you're able to do for self, because me, myself personally, it is a personal journey for me because I'm in an industry where I don't have a 401k. I don't have an employer to match me. So it's on me as a small business to invest for myself, to invest for my future and my family and things of that nature. So just being able to do it for self and not have it attached to any other entity, you know, is very powerful to me.
It is. It is a very, very powerful thing. No, I was just going to say I had an aha moment, you know, when it came to investing too. And it did change me. It changed the way that I approach, you know, finance, period. We've been investing for quite some time, but it seemed like when we started teaching it and digging deeper into it, creating a community of other people, because that's what it is. It's a community. You know, we have an investment club as well with people that are in all four of our classes, and some people like Nick, who's on now, who come to the options class in the investment club. But it is a community, and so just growing and building with them just heightened it even more for me.
Definitely.
You know, LJ, are you on?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
LJ. So this is my partner, Lamar. Lamar has been with us throughout it all. He was he's one of the members of our legacy class. So the very first class that we ever taught. Yeah.
That's great.
The very first class we ever taught.
Thank you for being part of the foundation.
And he is. He is. He's part of the foundation too. And Lamar, will you just speak to how you felt when you when we had that conversation, that first conversation about investing?
Probably the first conversation kind of blew over my head. I listened to it, but it wasn't really something that kind of caught my interest.
Okay.
Right.
But it kind of kept coming to me a little bit here and there. So I kind of got it to a point to where I said I was just going to kind of put it in my mind, just kind of, you know, look at the market every day, just to kind of see how everything go. So,
right.
You know, as I started doing that, just doing it on a daily basis, then it just kind of just started coming to me. And then just kind of doing it on my own, and then going through the class, you know, it just kind of put it all together.
Okay.
And so, like the class have taught me a lot, especially discipline and patience.
That's real big.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, that is real big. And thank you for that. Thank you for that, Lamar. I mean, one of the things we do preach is discipline and patience because, again, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. So for anybody that's listening and think that you're going to jump in and that one next stock is going to be your get rich, it's not like that.
Right.
You know, and we don't preach that. You know,
we teach
to long-term investing for the benefit of creating generational wealth, for building for your family. And so that is something that we do tell everyone that's in our class. You know, so we do have a lot of different levels, but that's what we start with. We start with the basic principles of long-term investing because there's other quicker ways to make money in the stock market too, but those ways are also based on just the principles of long-term investing.
When it comes to our community that we are creating here at Make You Better Financial Group, it's basically just a space where we want to teach people how to fish so that they can eat for a lifetime. It's basically, you know, really just a place where you can come and sharpen your sword. Because as Lamar said, once you start to really pay attention and identify what's going on within the different financial markets, it's really just a way for you to use your brain at the end of the day, use the knowledge that's put out here for everyone on a day-to-day basis to help you make informed decisions. And so then once you make that informed decision, that's the discipline part that Lamar is talking about, then you just sit back and be patient and wait for your money to come in.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
and that's the fun part of it, you know, being able to sit back and actually watch your money working for you, watch you your bank account or your investment account growing while you're not really even doing anything. You know, the power of compound interest. You sit back and you watch the equity in this company grow. And that's money that is being added to your account that you don't have to do anything for. You know, you start making enough of that type of money, then you can start buying back some of your time. And so when you have more time, you can be more creative.
That's right. That's right.
So,
my. This is good. This is good.
And so that's what we preach and that's what we teach. And then Nick, who's on, you on, Nick? Checking to see if Nick was on there.
You here?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
All right, man. How are you?
I'm great.
So Nick is a part of our options class, and so he's a good example of, you know, once you have started to build those principles of long-term investing, we do also teach trading strategies. We teach you how to generate income off of these investments. And Nick is another one of my partners. He's someone, though, who was previously investing. And so, Nick, you want to talk a little bit about your journey, man, your investment journey?
Yeah. So basically, my journey started probably about 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago. Just kind of getting into it. I kind of got interested in it when my aunt was doing it. She passed in like 2009. So, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. But it was something that I thought I was interested in, but I never did it until like almost 10 years later. And it was like, and I always thought you had to have money to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then I figured out that you didn't have to have a lot of money. I always thought you had like $5,000-$10,000 to get started investing. And I found out that wasn't true. You know what I'm saying? I just started doing with just a, you know, maybe $100, $200, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it kind of just built from there, you know what I'm saying? So, and it looks pretty good now, you know what I'm saying, from where I started, you know what I'm saying? So just, you're just doing something every day. Like I invest every day, like $20, $30, $40 every day, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I'm feeling good about, and that's what I do. And once I started to see it, it's just building, and now you're just like, okay, I got a lot more money than most people that I ever thought I would have had, you know what I'm saying? So, it also builds discipline and stuff like that. But as far as the options and stuff like that, that kind of comes when you have – the capital, you see what I'm saying? It's kind of like you have capital to do the type of options I do. You know what I'm saying? You could do the buying options and stuff. I kind of sell options a lot. So, you know, I sell the options and take the, I'm sorry. My daughter, help me out here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. He's just explaining is a expanded trading strategy. Just something else. And like we don't have to like dive deep down into it. But what I do appreciate about Nick is that he came in with a little bit of knowledge, but he's been a good addition to that options class, which is an advanced strategy class. And again, you know, so we don't just teach you those basic principles, but we also teach you advanced strategies. And again, what we really specialize in is bringing it to you in a way that you can understand, way that you can understand. So you don't have to be intimidated. You know, one of the big things that we do stress is doing research, but we teach you how to do that research. Where to look for certain stuff. We teach you what maybe a price-to-earning ratio means. You know, we teach you how to read those technical charts to where when you're looking at it, it's more than just a news blurb. Because, you know, everybody's familiar with the stock market, but a lot of the times you look at it, it looks like a foreign language when you're reading it. You know, a lot of people don't understand it. And so we teach you what all of that stuff means, and we teach you how to learn and learn independently when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
I definitely agree with what you're saying. And whether or not you're trading options or you're creating your long-term buy and hold investment positions, we really just want you to understand, you know, what all that entails and what all different types of assets and things like that that you can invest in. Because whether you're doing options or whether you're doing futures or what have you, it all still falls back to that initial fundamental and knowing what those assets are, whether it's a stock or whether it's a bond or real estate or what have you. So we just make sure that you have a complete understanding of all of your different options, and so then that way you can make, you know, the best choices for yourself.
Yeah, and we walk with you the entire way, too, with this. You know, we do offer personal consults, you know, and so we'll help you get your portfolio built. We'll help you answer some of those questions you might have about the different brokerages. You know, we really make ourselves available because this is definitely something we want people to get. Again, you know, I said we are so behind when it comes to generating wealth, especially in this type of manner. You know, we know the basic ways people of color, when we are investing or making money, what we're doing is we're starting a business. That's one of the things that we do, or we buy real estate. But this part, this segment of the market is not something that we have participated in. And, you know, there was an article out in the Wall Street Journal a few months back that said that we own less than 1% of stock and mutual funds, and that's people of color. Well, stocks and mutual funds are some of the greatest generators of wealth. So how do we own less than 1% of it? And so, again, you know, we just want people to understand that this is here for you. This is a way for you to do it, and we can definitely help you do it. You know, one of the biggest goals I have with doing this is to touch as many people as I possibly can and just show them that there is a way that you can generate this money without having to kill yourself to get it. And it's perfectly legal. It's what's done every day, you know, and we can show you exactly how to do it.
Like you talked about before, Hajan, you know, if it's good enough, you know, for your 401k or even just your personal bank account that you have at Bank of America or Wells Fargo or what have you, they're investing your money. You have insurance policies.
Absolutely.
They're investing your money. You know, everywhere you put your money in these different companies, they're investing. Even just being a consumer, when you start to research these different companies and see where they have their money and where their money is tied into, you will see that they're investing. You know, so we're contributing to their net worth. We're contributing to their bottom line. You have to contribute to your own bottom line as well. And so with that, you know, we do teach you, you know, just what to look for when it comes to looking at these different companies, how to analyze them and things like that. What do all of these numbers mean? What do, you know, all of these lines on this chart mean? We go over all of that, and we make sure that, you know, you do have that clear understanding. We even touch on, you know, how to balance out risk because, yeah, I don't want to make it sound like every day you're going to make money, it's in the green, things of that nature. But there are some risks, you know, that come with investing. You know, the market does fluctuate daily. However, it does go up more than it goes down. But we do touch on different ways to help you to mitigate those risks. If you're more conservative, you can't really handle a lot of volatility, we can help you with that. We can show you more conservative investments that you can make where you won't have those big swings and you'll be able to sleep at night. But if you're somebody more aggressive, like, say, a Nick, or even now I know Lamar is getting even more aggressive, you know, we do talk about more aggressive styles that you can take that's going to, you know, possibly be a little more risky, but you could also stand a greater reward in the end as well. And then if you're somewhere in the middle, you know, more moderate, you can handle a little bit of risk, but not too much. You know, we show you how to deal with that too.
And we even go back and do history when it comes to the stock market. You know, one of the biggest fears that people have when it comes to investing is that they're going to lose all their money or the stock market is going to crash. Well, you've heard about the stock market crashes. You've heard about a couple of them, I'm sure. You know, there was the one way back in 1929 that started the Great Depression, and then closer to our own time, we had the housing crash of 2007 through 2009, and then, of course, just Corona. Just last year, we suffered a market setback because of that. But what you don't ever hear about is all the good times that the market has. You know, it's easy to talk about the crashes because they're so few and far between. And in each instance, the market has bounced back wonderfully. You know, 90% of the time since 1929, the market has been up. And that's a long time. That's a lot of years. And so you hear a lot about when the market falls, but in truth, it's up most of the time. And so once you've conquered that fear, you learn to look at the world in a different lens. Another one of the things that we do is, and you mentioned it, Ms. Brown, I heard you say something about current events. Current
yes.
events play a really big role when it comes to investing. You know, a lot of decisions are made politically, business-wise, that will invest your or that will affect your investment. And so we do teach people how to watch that news. For instance, you just heard that President Biden is trying to push an infrastructure plan that's worth trillions of dollars. So look at these different areas that he's pushing. He's pushing renewable energy. You know, he's
yeah.
pushing clean water. All of these different industries that he is saying, let's put billions and billions of dollars into, you can invest in. You can invest in.
And
that's
if
right.
I may interject,
sure,
yeah,
sure.
I'm glad you made that statement because Dr. Ron has information on the infrastructure and that whole initiative. And
okay.
so what we can do, Dr. Ron, once the Joneses make a decision when they're ready to just take a break, you can actually put that as part of the announcement. If you know,
okay.
if, you know,
sounds great.
All right, that would be
okay.
good. Just to segue into
right.
that.
Okay.
You know, again, I'm going with the flow and it's flowing really well. Getting great information. I'm getting some good feedback that it's great information. And so the Joneses, I'm telling you, this is good. I want to give my quick personal testimony in terms of the Joneses. They are 100% correct. They make first of all, as an educator, loving information, they have their PowerPoint. And I'm telling you, it's not just filled up with clip art. They are, oh, my God, they really break down the information. It's detailed. You can just research it from there, and it's just, I mean, the way they explain it, they take their time, they have on their nice T-shirts, looking all chilling, you know, they're very relaxed, and don't make it so Ivy League, very simple, very laid back, and I think I've been part of, what, 3 classes and 2 of the club
yes,
meetings? Yeah, I mean, it's very powerful. I kid you not. I don't do a lot of recommendation. I believe in people's integrity, that what they say they would do. And
mm-hmm.
so far, in these last, what, couple of months, they are people of their word. And I
yes,
feel
ma'am.
Very comfortable with them. And I do understand perhaps they live in Charlotte, so they're not, no. But, you know, just working with people that you like, that you know, and that you trust, a person of integrity. And so that makes a difference. So, yes, I am pushing for you to connect with them. And this is not our closing, but we can have a several closing. But, you know, so, again, I'm receiving information, mindset. At one point, I guess it was about a year ago, 6 months ago, right before Apple split, my brother, he was talking to me. He was like, oh, Morel, come on. You need to do it. My whole thing was, I think it's going to crash. I think they're hyping. So I was like you. But now I'm like, someone sent me some information on Bitcoins. And I think it was Bitcoins. They invested $800 a week ago. And whatever they invested in, it's up to like 6,000 now. And she told me, she said it's going to rise to about 10,000. And each day she's sending me a text, you know. And so I'm going to slow down. But when you see that people are surrounding you, that she's in Florida, you know.
And it's just coming to you now.
The Joneses is in North Carolina. I have some people
mm-hmm.
in another city and in different places. And so I know that God, and it's not taking me long, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, but I'm getting ready. I just have to finish out these trainings that I'm doing. And then, you know, so please, audience, this is for you. Change your mindset. I'm changing mine. I'm not telling you anything that I'm not doing. I'm not telling you. And then do your due diligence. You know, do your due diligence. And
that's
be,
right.
It's almost like, for me, working about 20 years in education, and I'm being told that, okay, because the job shut down and you were laid off a year ago, now I got to prove that I have an income to buy this house or be part of this program to get a discounted down payment and stuff like that. And I'm just like, wait a minute, what happened to the 5 years that I just put in? But it does show you cannot focus on this, on your job, on employment, that there is something else you got to do differently. And so I'm going to stop talking because, yes, I can talk and I like to talk. But I'm going to give it right back to
well,
the Joneses.
I got a request. I got a request.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
Go right ahead.
Now, I know y'all south of the border, but don't forget South Carolina. Now, y'all go in there and bring them folks up.
Holla,
South Carolina.
Love South Carolina, man. We spent quite a, we
oh, okay,
spent quite
now.
A bit of
all
time
right
down
now.
There.
Okay, great. I tell everybody's from South Carolina. Remember when the boat came in and put everybody to South Carolina first?
I was born in Charleston.
Right.
I was born
there
in Charleston.
And there you go.
We
thank
are,
you so much.
Grandmama.
I'm so happy, brother, that you're from there because I know you're going to bring them, you're bringing them North Carolina people up, and I know you're going to go across that border and bring them South Carolina people up.
That's right.
I appreciate that, brother.
Please.
We're trying to bring along as many people that's willing to come.
Woo.
Come on. Nobody left behind. Nobody left behind. And that leads me to want to touch on, Ms. Brown, you talked about your friend in Florida and just the power of your network, you know, and just that going with that mindset and going back to the unlimited beliefs. If you can surround yourself with other like-minded individuals, you know, then you can see the progression. We can, you know, seek that out in one another. And that's also a whole part of our community at Make You Better Financial Group. It's just being able to seek that from each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you can find us at makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com. Yeah, we are makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com.
Say one more time and just a little slower.
makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com.
Yeah.
You can find us there, and you can reach us anytime there. Send us an email. Drop us a line. You can email us at invest@makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com.
You can find out for classes.
Yep.
Because I think you're in the fourth class for the 10-week, right?
That's right. We're about to celebrate in July, actually. Will be the first year that we have been teaching. And so that's a milestone for us and one that
congratulations.
We
Thank you. That's
thank
great.
You.
Yep, and it has grown and grown and grown. You know, people, we find they are thirsty for knowledge. There is a thirst for financial literacy right now. You know, a lot of people might wonder how the government was able to throw around so much stimulus money. I mean, you know. There was a lot of money flooded out here in the market. And so, you know, that's one of the things we told our classes, you know, this is a time that's unprecedented. You're not going to see them just giving you money like this anymore. So, you know, make the best of it.
And Hadari, I'm glad you say that because I was telling people, and I want you and your wife to pick up on this, because I'm not a financial guru, but I've made $2 in my life. But check this out. I was telling people, it is the perfect time to get that extra money. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That extra unemployment, $600 a week. Some people are making $300, not getting $600. Plus people telling me, oh, man, I'm getting that back money. I got $10,000, $15,000 getting that back money. You know what I'm saying? And I tell myself, this is the perfect time to get with a person like Mr. and Mrs. Jones and invest that extra money. Talk about that, because people don't understand. They want to go buy cars and shoes and da-da-da-da-da, but it's so important for them to invest it so they have a residual coming back later on. I'm sorry to interrupt, but if y'all can touch on that, because
it's
so important.
No, that's good. That's good.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's really good. And actually, throughout our course, we focus a great deal on just terminology and understanding things when they're talking about them as it regards these different financial markets. But what you're speaking of, the term is quantitative easing. And that's where the government pumps all of this money back into the economy so that we can keep them afloat. But rather than keeping them afloat, you know, like you said, we need to take some of that and invest in ourselves to keep ourselves afloat. And it's funny that you mentioned that because I actually had put a post out there just on social media the other day, and it says that consumers splurged on new cars, recreational goods, and takeout food in March after most received a $1,400 stimulus check. Now, you could have taken a percentage of that and invested and still been able to go out and eat and buy cars and all of this other kind of stuff. But consumer spending soared over 4% in the month of March.
Gee.
And just think of – and just think about that. You had multiple opportunities because you didn't just get the $1,400. You got $600 and you got $1,200. And so one of the things that we do in our class is we have 11 different companies that we've picked that we tell people to follow, to look at actually as investments. Just look at them. And so I mentioned in our class this past week that if you would have taken $100 and just $100 per company over the 11, that's $1,100, if you would have done that not even 3 months ago, you would already be up more than 10%, you know, and so you're talking about already about $120 that you've made in less than 2 months for doing nothing. Absolutely
for doing
nothing.
Yeah.
For doing nothing. You've invested that money that you got, you know, and the money, you have to say it was free money because, again, you're not going to see that again. You're not going to see the government just passing out money. And as Pastor Ryan said, why waste it? You know, and you had three different opportunities, you know, that you could have just taken a small piece of that and invested it in something. As Pastor Ron said, if you're buying the shoes, invest in the company that makes the shoes. If you're buying the car, invest in the company that makes the car. You know, and so where you're not just a consumer, that you are purchasing equity as well. That's what we teach our children. We teach them that it's a lot better to be the owner, you know, than the worker. And there's nothing wrong with the worker. We definitely need workers to make this country run. But it's definitely better to be the owner. You know, it's better to be the owner because when you're the owner, you have more of your time. And undoubtedly, when you're the owner, you have more of the money. So I know all you people out there love Apple. Ms. Brown just mentioned Apple.
Yeah.
So Apple just made, they just made $89 billion this past quarter. $89 billion.
Wow.
And a quarter is only 3 months.
Only 3 months. And that's coming off the quarter before that, they made $100 billion. So think about it like this. When they announced that $89 billion, they also announced that right now we have made so much money. We have so much money that we are going to give it back to our investors. We are going to increase our dividend, and we are going to give this money back to our investors. I'm invested in Apple.
I know
so I think about, you know, they make $89 billion. $89 billion. Think about all these people spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on these new Apple phones. When one share of Apple right now costs around $125.
Wow.
So every time you spend that $1,200 to buy that new phone, you're helping improve my equity that I only paid $120 for, you know?
See?
So think about it. Think about it like that. That's definitely a situation where you would much rather own a piece of the rock than get it thrown at you.
Wow.
And really, a company like a Apple, you know, is not going anywhere. They are so innovative and so, you know, creative with the products that they're coming out with. I mean, just the AirPods alone, you know, brings in more money than some of the companies, the full companies that are on the market just in that one product. And then, you know, they got new products coming out, you know, every other month. And so that's how, you know, a company like Apple, you know, does so well. And like you say, they just have so much money, they want to just give it back to you. So, I mean, it only makes sense to, if you're going to spend, again, like you said, thousands of dollars for a cell phone, you can afford to put $100 towards the stock and at least get some of your money back. Because for that phone, the only thing you're going to get from them is a receipt. And thank you. Have a nice day.
they make some pretty nice phones.
And then hopefully you don't drop the phone, right?
Yeah, and a monthly bill.
Yes,
right, right.
That's so powerful. This is good.
And look, we are Apple connoisseurs. Myself and my sons, we definitely have Apple products. But we also own Apple stock.
See, oh my God, that's powerful. That's powerful.
I mean, it's
based on a decision. Go back to decision,
right?
And you know what? It's, again, I didn't. Well, because Gina from Liberty Tax, you know, we've been connected for like the last seems like 5 years, and then connect me with Joseph Cofield and then connecting me. Mm-hmm. And so mindset change is about connection, connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
Take one person like a Gina, and then from a Gina to a Joseph, and from a Joseph to the Joneses. Oh, y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? and so you really just, you know, one rap away, you know, from being free. And overcoming the limited beliefs. This is very powerful, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to run through the house when I get off the phone. Because this
is
so,
we're going to have to keep it going for you. We're going to have to network you into somebody else after, you know, our time together. We're going to have to keep that network chain going.
Exactly, because you started it Sunday. You know, you brought in two examples just to kind of tag me and say, hey, come on now. Don't sit on the fence. You know, and so it's a good thing. Community is so important. That helps. If you kind of start going back, as we would say biblically, sliding back into that old mindset, you're like, hey, I got two people right now, testimonials, just two. And they weren't high pressure. Yeah, it was not high pressure. and then tonight, you know, you have Nick and then you have Lamar. And I'm just like, wow, this is great. Two members of your option classes. So this is really good, and I believe and I'm decreeing that those who are listening and that when I share this broadcast out, that others will be liberated from this and take those steps and say, hey, it's time to get free.
Stop making excuses that
you're cursed. Because if you are cursed, then God can't do nothing with you. Got
that's
it?
Right. Can I say one?
Yes.
Hello. I just want to say one last thing. it's like you said, it's all about mindset. And like my mentality of thinking a couple of years ago is just totally different from where it is now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people have to understand, like
right.
But that's all it takes. It's just once you get your mind free of thinking the normal way, well, what you think is the normal way.
Right.
It will open your mind up to so many other avenues. And that's what our people don't understand. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think that's what we have to kind of try to get the point of understanding. But that's pretty much it. Like it's
That's good. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's about understanding. And information like this from Maximize Your Life is about bringing people with great content, but it's not just something they heard from someone else, but they're living it and being transparent that we all are overcoming limited beliefs every day, every moment. And and we want to pull you along and invite you into the community of transformers, you know, for my own mind being changed from one state to another, my attitude, my lifestyle. And it's about change. If you're in East New York still, you're in the project, you're growing up on welfare, whatever it is, it's your time to change from one mindset of poverty into prosperity. And it's here for us. I believe 2021, I mean, we think that we just got stimulus. It's time now to become stimulated with the stimulus and invest.
That's right.
Have your account stimulated on a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
Not just one time.
See? I love it. Go ahead, Monivia. I hope I'm saying your name right.
It's Monivia, but that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, I apologize.
But just going back to what Nick was saying, I mean, he's 100% absolutely right. You know, just shifting that mindset just a little bit, you know, and getting that knowledge and that understanding can just propel you to levels that you didn't even know were possible.
And, you know, putting that time into yourself.
That's absolutely right, Lamar. And I was going to say, you know, it changes you. You know, your conversation changes. The things that you talk about, the things that you do changes. Lamar, like, you can tell, what are one of the things that we do every day now that we weren't doing before?
We just talk about stocks and investing, and that's all we talk about.
See?
Yeah, we're texting each other. Yeah, we text at 7:30 in the morning, talking about how the stock market might look today and what type of plays we might want to make and how we're going to generate wealth today.
Because
we have claimed it for 21, that this is going to be a green year, what we say.
That's good. Yeah. I like that information. That's powerful. I'm sorry. Monivia?
No, I was really just going to say that it really does just change the conversation because when we look at it, you know, the things that we do spend time on or that we used to spend time on, you know, half of it's foolishness at the end of the day, you know, so why not be doing something, you know, a little more productive, you know, you can cut the TV off for an hour and do a little bit of research if it's going to bring you some money in. You know, you cannot maybe go to the bar today and go tomorrow if you can do a little research to bring you some money in. You know, so if we can just change that conversation, then the shift happens.
Wow. That's so true. I think it'll be good if you want to have anything else, you know, that you want to close out with, so that we can open the lines, I believe. Dr. Ron,
I got one quick thing. You know, you get old, these things start coming to your head, and I better say why I got them in my head.
Mr.
Jones, let me ask you this. I think the church is the epitome of cooperative economics, and I think they could very well help their parishioners benefit from programs like yours. I don't know why they don't have a finance ministry, because it's so important. Mm-hmm. Because you look at the church from the beginning of time, and I was telling this to somebody. I'm saying it very quickly. I know y'all got to do what you got to do. But let me say this to people very quickly. The black church, ingenious, when they started the 40 acres and a mule. And General Sherman decided not to do it when the Europeans came in. They said, no, we're not going to give it to the Negroes. We're going to give it to the white Europeans that was coming in. The black church said to the white man, listen, I know y'all love me to study that Jesus, so let me get that Bible and let me study that Jesus. They said, yeah, take the Bible. Go ahead and study Jesus. They said, I know y'all don't want me to go to your church, so let me build a building where I can study. They said, yeah, go build a building. In those buildings, people, the land around the building became the places where they could build homes for people. The church itself became not only a place of spiritual worship, but it became the academic environment for us to study the ingeniousness of our people.
Powerful.
So by building the black church, they were able to build houses, start families, educate people, and get people to skillful work. I'm just saying the black church today has hundreds of thousands at the minimum every Sunday coming in the church and going into the bank. And I'm saying to myself, there's a lot of brothers and sisters in church that are financially struggling. Praise Jesus. But God said, you know, faith is getting up and doing something. Faith is dead if you ain't working it. So go for it. So I'm just saying, I'm just telling myself, cause as y'all are talking, things are running my head, and I'm saying, what if the black church would implement a ministry of investments or whatever, ministry of finance, whatever you want to call it, get a group of people together and let them start investing and change the economic conditioning of black folks. Like the young brother said, I think it was Lamar, our people don't think like this, but we got to change that concept. And I'm just telling y'all from 70 years of experience, and I, you know, and I do international financing, and I've been very blessed in my industry because God has blessed me. But I just say to myself, it would be such a blessing to have what Mr. and Mrs. Dunn, what y'all are putting together, implemented in a ministry. You know, it would change. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know, like Coach Brown was saying, she went to T.D. Jakes' leadership conference, and he's a wonderful brother, got a lot of innovative ideas, and I think he's one of the people that if he were to implement something like this, it would take over, you know, like wildfire across America. But I'm just telling y'all, you know, if y'all can start with a small church on the corner by the creek, you know, in South Carolina. hint. But that would be great. Y'all are just wonderful. God bless y'all. Definitely. And just keep on. But that is an idea. If it could happen, I'm trying to push it right now over here in the Northeast and New York and whatnot, Connecticut, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to push the pastors to do more implementing of people getting an increase from their investment. We talk about increase. We talk about God from increase. We talk about reciprocity. The Bible says what? Sow your seed on what? Good soil. So what? So you can reap what? A harvest. That's what it's all about. Put your money in good things so you can reap a harvest. You know, let's get this word out. Y'all are just beautiful people, and I'm just so excited, and that's why I'm talking too much. But thank y'all so much for letting me say that.
That is really so powerful, what you just said, because if we could get it into our black churches, like, it would really just change the whole trajectory of our community. Like, it could change whole cities, it could change states, and ultimately change this country as a whole. It really, really could. So that is super powerful, and definitely something to consider and even, you know, look for going forward.
Yes, we're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen, starting with the Morrell Brown Ministry.
Amen.
25, we're going to feed, we're going to clothe, we're going to house, we're going to go to the prison, and yet at the same time, we're going to have the economic empowerment piece.
That's it, because you know, just growing this money is not only, you know, just for yourself. You know, don't want to be selfish with it. You want to be able to help others, you know, to lift others up, to be able to contribute to different charities and things of that nature. So, you know, you could definitely, you know, do some really powerful things, you know, with just having that income, that capital to be able to do it. So many of us want to be able to help and to do this and to do that, but we don't have the resources.
That is 100% correct. Thank you, Dr. Ron, for that declaration.
Thank you all for going to South Carolina first.
I tell you. Let's try to open the lines. Last week we kind of went over our time somewhat, and I just want to be able to serve those that are on, and they could just maximize this time with Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
Okay, sounds good. 704-267, your mic is open. They're probably listening in. 704-267, I'm sorry. 704-267. 704-267, your mic is open. You probably have to unmute yourself, possibly.
Okay,
so we're going to go to 919-706. 919-706, you're on with Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Okay, we got a lot of listeners tonight, a lot of people want to listen, but we do have text messages as well.
Okay,
we have a text message from New York, New York. Veronica was right now. And we have it from Don Thomas. And Don wants to know, as well as the investments and things that you're teaching, there is an investment to be a part of your classes and et cetera. That in terms of the classes and paying for the classes and the investing from an economic perspective, you have different package deals, less classes for less money. How do y'all work that out in terms of your students coming in and paying for the classes and being able to do the investment as well?
So, again, I think I told Ms. Brown this too. The only thing we do sell is information, and we're not trying to get rich off of these classes. What we want to do is spread this word to other people in our community, and we know that the type of information that we're giving, it can be very cost intensive, but we don't charge that much. We don't charge that much at all. And if you I'm not going to throw the price out there, but I'm going to tell you it's very, very affordable.
It really is. And I'm not saying it because I purchase it. Trust me. Okay?
It's almost like your Starbucks coffee.
That's right. Movie.
That's right. It's very affordable because we much rather teach someone, give someone these tools so they can make a better path for themselves, take a better journey for themselves. So it's not expensive at all. And if you just reach out to us again at makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com, that's makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com, and we'll definitely get you set up.
Great.
There is a sign-up sheet there on the website, so if you are interested, or even for those of you that have teenagers or young adults and would like for them to participate, you could sign them up as well. And just one thing about me, to be transparent, I'm the type of consumer or, business owner that I'm not going to charge you anything that I wouldn't be willing to pay myself. So, no, we're not trying to get rich. We're not trying to charge you an arm and a leg because I wouldn't pay an arm and a leg myself. So, there you go. It is definitely affordable. It is affordable because we really just want to get the knowledge out there, to get the information out there, because ultimately at the end of the day, it's on you, what you do with
it. Right. Okay, we got Mrs. Angela Davis from Tallahassee, Florida. She wants to know, are you guys, or have y'all expressed a program to develop in churches and civic organizations and things of that sort? And she also want to know, are your programs all online?
Hadar, you want to
answer that? Sure, I got you. So,
go ahead.
So right now, our classes are live. We do classes once a week, but we are transitioning now to where we are going to move our classes to video. There are a couple of different platforms that we are on and that we are negotiating with right now. And so as far as online, but as far as bringing our program to different businesses, to churches, it's ready to go right now. This is something that my wife put a lot of work and effort into. We are educators, and so we have a program that's flexible, and we can adapt it to any audience. Again, we started with our teenage boys, so I feel like if we can conquer a 14 and an 18-year-old, we can conquer the world.
Good.
Okay, great. We have here Carolyn Smith from Los Angeles, California, and she wants to know, I guess it's almost similar to the other question. She is in California. Y'all are in North Carolina. She wants to participate in a 10-week program. Is it Zoom? Is it, what they call it, Zoom or Skype, or how do y'all do, with your students in other states?
It is Zoom. You know, we do everything through Zoom, and Zoom made it super convenient for us, you know, and it's crazy, again, before the pandemic or before it got too bad, we were holding all of our classes in person. And when they shut everything down, we did have to move to a video platform. But, again, it's given us an opportunity to reach more people. And so you can definitely tune in from California. We are on Zoom. We throw out those Zoom links once a week. We invite people to come and check out our investment club, which is the last Sunday of every month. That would be a good way to kind of see what we do, to see what our community looks like, and to get a feel for it, to see if it is something that you want to be a part of. And again, you know, that investment club, Plant Your Money Investment Club, it meets once a month, the last Sunday of every month. And so, again, if you want to find out more information about it, just hit us up at the website, makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com.
Great, great, great. Okay, we got Joel Osteen from Austin, Texas, and he said he's not the one on television.
I thought about that. I was like, all right. Everybody go ahead.
He said that. He said like a novelist, a beginner, a green pea, just starting off in investments, would you consider these people getting into lower cost investments and investments that have, I guess Mr. Jones mentioned, less risk involved.
Right. Yeah, I would I would definitely advise, you know, anybody who is, you know, a beginner. We teach, again, just having that long-term foundation set up first. And the analogy that I like to use is think of your portfolio as a table. That table, you want it to have four strong, sturdy legs to hold up the table. And then from that point, whatever sides and meats and things like that you put on top of the table, you know, it's on that solid foundation. So that foundation, those four legs would be more like index funds and things of that nature that's not risky at all, and where you can just plant your money there and watch it grow. You don't have to worry about those fluctuations of the market like you would in, you know, single stocks and things of that nature. So we would definitely encourage someone to start there. And then you progress. As the more you learn and the more you get educated and get comfortable, then you may advance to a more moderate investing style, and then, you know, possibly progress to a more aggressive style where you don't mind taking all of those risks because now you know what to do, what to look for, how it works, and things of that nature. So it's definitely levels to it all. And just we have repeated this several times throughout the conversation, but, you know, it's something that our community have not been privy to. And so this is years, this is decades, this is generations worth of information. So we're not going to be able to grasp it all and do it all at one time. So you have to take it level by level, one step at a time.
That's right.
Great, great, great. Okay, we have Mrs. Susan Singh, and we're on the podcast, so we get people from all over, and she's from Ontario, Canada, and she wants to know,
oh, wow.
can this work in Canada? Are the investment tools similar in Canada as well as there in America? She says she knows that sometimes the banking system is traded in exchange, but they don't have all the same corporations to invest in like we have in America, but she just wanted to know, I guess, have y'all thought about or have y'all catered your system towards foreign investors?
Oh, we absolutely talk about investing in different countries internationally. You know, that's one of the fun things about investing. You can invest anywhere. You know, you can invest in any country you want to. Most of the countries have different markets of exchange, and people living in different companies can absolutely invest in the stock market here. You know, so it doesn't matter where you are. That's one of the best things about investing. You can be anywhere. You can be in Kalamazoo, you can be in Timbuktu, but the markets are available for anyone. You know, the question you have to ask yourself is how strong is your willingness to learn? And once you do learn, the sky's the limit.
Great, great, great. Okay, okay, great. We have Juan Parada from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Okay, got reading
okay.
here. He wants to know, are your investment tools and materials bilingual? Do you have them in Spanish as well?
Uh-oh, you got us there. Not yet.
Y'all know y'all can go on any of these sites and just hit translate from English to Spanish and click ma'am, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll put it on my to-do list.
No, I feel him. He said he wants to know if we have it in Spanish. Tell him we're working on it.
I just put it on the to-do list.
Okay. So you have a tremendous outreach, you know, in Canada and Puerto Rico and different places. And definitely we get a lot of – Maral is very popular, and she didn't know that, but she's very popular in Puerto Rico as well. So
We have the Espanol,
the Espanol, you know, the hablar Espanol.
Espanol.
Puerto Ricans are just like us. They have African blood and Spanish blood.
Oh
there
yeah,
you go.
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's right. They're our brothers and sisters.
There you go. And so when you and the wife go to Puerto Rico for vacation, y'all can just have a little class going on.
See?
That's
oh
right.
Wow. I see it.
Pop up in San Juan. I'm looking forward to it. I heard it's beautiful.
Great. I have business associates there as well. I can have them greet y'all, and y'all can set something up as well.
Okay, great.
That would be great.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Business trip.
Awesome. See?
Okay, we have. Y'all have room for another question, Coach Morrell?
Sure.
Yes, we do. Right. Yes.
Okay. Okay, we got Donna Sutherland, and she is from Beaufort, South Carolina. Go, okay, holla, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all getting
all
now.
Right.
Y'all getting together here. And she wants to know if someone wants to promote or get involved in what you're doing, how do that work out? If a person wants to spread, you know, the information, or if she wants to start a little association of investors with her friends and family and nieces and nephews, and, you know, just get a bunch of them together, and maybe you got 10, I got 15, you'll know how it go, and then they want to do a little investment class or investment program. Do you have something in which she could use to get started?
Good.
Good day.
Oh, we absolutely do. You know, again, you reach out to us at our website, makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com, and we will reach out to you personally through Zoom, and we can discuss that type of plan, that type of program, you know, what it is that your goals are, what your investment goals are, what types of things you're looking to invest in, you know. And not only do we do that, we take care of the first part because you have to get yourself ready to invest. And so we'll look at those areas, too, to see where you need to start looking at getting your money right so you can invest. And so I'm sure just reach out to us again at makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com, and we can absolutely help you get started on that journey.
Because, again,
great.
That network is so important. So if you can get together with friends or, you know, other family members, just think about, you know, the difference that you guys can make in each other's lives and in the lives of, you know, everyone in your community, because then you're working together.
Great, great.
And that's what really makes the dream work.
Great, great, great. Okay, we got a gentleman who lives in Maryland. He lives in Maryland, and his name is Mustafa Muhammad. and he wants to know about Africa. He's from Somali, and he wants to know these programs are very interesting to him, and there's a lot of economic problems and issues in Africa, and he wants to know, can this be done in Africa as well?
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. There are several companies, you know, within the stock market that are abroad, that are in Africa, that are, you know, is in Canada, China, you know, all of these different countries. So, yes, he can definitely invest. And Africa is really an emerging market right now. It's so much money and resources that's being pumped into Africa at this point. A lot of our American celebrities are now going back home, quote unquote, as they say, you know, going back to the motherland. So many people, you know, you can look at like a Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, for a recognizable name. Somebody like a Ludacris, Samuel Jackson, a lot of our celebrities are going back and giving back and, you know, contributing to their economy. So, yeah, you can definitely do it in Africa.
Yeah, Africa has a very large market, and Ms. Brown had mentioned a little earlier about crypto. Well, they're doing a lot of really, really neat things with cryptocurrency in Africa. Africa has actually become a really big cryptocurrency hub. And so, yeah, I would definitely, if you are in Africa and you're looking to invest in Africa right now, it's probably one of the best times to do that. There's so much stuff that's happening there right now. So, yeah, definitely look into it.
Great, great, great. I just want to very quickly, Hadari, you mentioned about the natural environmental resources that are coming to America, clean air, natural air, solar power, and et cetera. And we have a site. We have a site that we want everybody to go to. It's Positive Change, P-O-S-I-T-I-V-E-C-H-A-N-G-E, P like Peter, C like Cat, .com, PositiveChange.com. There's a brother, Mr. William Patterson, who have studied 30 years of natural energy when it started coming up 30 years ago. The black community missed several opportunities to get a lot of money in the community for training opportunities. But Biden is going to do something extra, folks. He's going into the universities and colleges, and he's saying to the young men and women, if you become an engineer in natural energy, clean energy, solar energy, if you become an architect, if you become a tech development person in this field, we, the government, will pay for 2 to 4 to 6 years of training for you. So that's a bachelor's degree. I've been gone so long now, I forgot y'all. Associate, a bachelor's, and a master's program. So what we're trying to do is, at PositiveChangePC.com, we're trying to get a petition signed by at least, hopefully 30, at least 20 million or 30 million African-American people of color, that we want this money to go into the historical black colleges and then universities.
That's right.
We want that, we want that black student to get the opportunity to leave college with no debt. Y'all remember the brother, Mr. Smith, the billionaire brother who paid off the debt of Howard University students in 2020.
Yeah.
They were crying because they're walking out of the school debt-free. But the government can do that for them. Because this new energy that's coming in, there's a lot of young people interested in high technology. There's a lot of young people involved in environmental science. There's a lot of people, young people involved in engineering and architectural design. These fields can be used for this new technology that's coming out. Plus, they got solar farming people. I know a lot of the farmers in South Carolina, where I'm from, are suffering. They can do solar farming in anywhere in America, an economic opportunity to bring up. The communities. Now, Coach Brown talks about Brooklyn and the projects. That money can be used to build farms on top of the roof. It can build it can build the infrastructure. It can build the buildings. It can use build parks for the children to play, after school programs. This is billions and billions of dollars and millions and trillions of dollars that can be used to economically develop our communities. But if black people sit around, now black women, I don't care nobody say, God, my hat off the black sisters, because they put him in there. And South Carolina. But, you know, but from it wasn't for South Carolina, it wasn't for the Black Sisters, he would not have made it to where he's at today. And I know, and I love Vice President Kamala Harris. Sister always give kudos to the sisters. She's on Essence Magazine. She's all around giving kudos to the sisters and backing them up. But we have to make sure the communities get this money. We got to make sure that they not forget us, okay, because so many years we've been forgotten. If you really want to look at it like it really is from a historical point of view, we are the backbone of this country, and we deserve better. And I know I took over a little bit of time.
Coach Morrell, thank you all so much. This is good. You're speaking truth to facts. That's truth to facts.
Yes. Absolutely. So we have to keep on top of people, y'all. I mean, y'all in North Carolina, I'm in New York, somebody in South Carolina. You know, all of us have to do it together. It's not going to take one voice. It took everybody to make sure that this money gets to our communities. We redevelop because we can get passed along, you know, very easily. We're one of those communities that we do so much, and then we don't say nothing, and they go ahead and start doing things for themselves, and they forget us, you know, and we don't want that to happen. We want to keep them and let them know. And sisters did a video. I don't know if I saw it on television. They did a commercial. Say, hey, look, don't play with us. You know, snap, snap, we're going to come get you. You know how sisters are. Don't mess with them. God bless, and I appreciate it. And we're at the end. I mean, Coach Morrell, you got a second to say something nice, and maybe Mr. and Mrs. Jones to say something.
This is what I want to just say really quick. Thank you to the Joneses. You want to imitate the Joneses? Well, these are the Joneses you want to imitate. You want to learn the investment literacy, which is the blueprint. You want to become part of their options stock class and their club. And I'll turn it over to the Joneses.
Well, as again, thank you, Pastor Ron, and thank you, Ms. Brown, for having
My
us
pleasure.
On the show. And if you do want to reach out to us again, you can reach out to us at makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com. That's makeyoubetterfinancialgroup.com.
All right. And it was my absolute pleasure, Ms. Brown. I appreciate you and also Dr. Ron for
thank
this
you so
platform.
Much.
It is truly amazing. Thank you guys so much. And my husband gave you our website, and then we're also on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Make You Better Financial Group.
And
thank
also
you so
just
much.
Want
to
say
thank you.
Come on in.
There we go.
It's got to get better. All over the world. Listen to these words. People come.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
You're confused.
But
don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all.
Heart.
Hold it close.
Don't ever.